Okay, as I said a few moments ago, unfortunately, Devin was not able to make it today, so kind of made me think of a country song by Bailey Zimmer and Luke Combs. One of the lyrics says, "Getting back up is the only backup plan you need." So I decided I'm getting back up here today. All right. Obviously, this is a situation that the pulpit committee is going to have to work on so that we get a plan together. And if something like this happens, which it probably will again, we're a little more prepared. But, we'll figure it out. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with us this morning. Keep our hearts and our minds open to your word and help us to let you lead us during this time of transition in our church. Thank you for the opportunities to be together and to spend time in your house with fellow believers. All right. Amen. Now, to start off, I was thinking this morning, when this happened, and I thought about a lesson that I did years ago with a group of Awana kids at a camp that we were at. And it was the lesson of Gideon. And I'd like to just review it because I think it relates to us as well. So I'm going to give it a shot. And I think we've all been concerned about where we're heading as a church. Over the past years, we've seen many changes in our group. Most of us, and again, as Tom speaks often, we remember the time when church was filled. We had up to 60 kids in the Awana program, and we're just had everything was going great. We had a great time. Big event of the season for Awana was the Awana Grand Prix, and we'd have all the kids out there racing. The back was just filled, and it was just a great time. I mean, I often thought at the same time that we probably should have had a special night just for the fathers because we were all rooting our kids on, and I think we were doing it in here for ourselves as well, but that didn't happen. And again, I don't think it would have been quite as friendly and easy if it was just the men against the men. Kids were at least easy on each other. But now we look around and we see we do not have a pastor to lead us, church attendance is down, and we only have a small handful of kids in our youth group. So I started thinking, what's happening? Is God going to send a charismatic leader to pick up the mantle and solve all our problems? Let's hope so. That made me think about Gideon. Let's look at Judges 6:6. This is talking about God's people and where they were at this point in time. And it reads, "Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Gideon was chosen to lead." And here's my question. Was Gideon a mighty man of God who just stepped up? Well, if you look at Judges 16, 14, and 15, and I can read it. If Maggie, I'll wait for Maggie to get it up. Judges 4, 6, 14, and 15. It reads, I've got it. 6, 14, and 15 is what I wanted, Maggie. I'm sorry. But I'll read it. 6, 14, and 15 reads, "And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." So here's his response when God called him. He didn't say, "Sure, I'll do it. Look at me, God, I'm the least in my family, and we're poor." So he didn't really want to do it. And that sounds like most of us. We just find excuses why we can't do things. We often feel that we're very incompetent when we're needed. So what did Gideon do when he was called? If you look at Judges 6, 36 to 38, it reads, "And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, Behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and dry upon all the earth beside, then I will know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said." Sounds like most of us. God tells us to do something, and it's like, show me, prove it to me. Well, in this case, God decided he would do that. So it was, he rose up early the next morning and thus thrust the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a full bowl of case. So Gideon said, all right, God, show me. God showed him. What did he do? That wasn't quite good enough, God. He said, you know, he's saying, are you sure you want to send me? 39 and 40 reads, and Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it be now dry only on the fleece, and upon the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, so that it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on the ground. You know, again, God showed him. He said, all right, we're gonna do this. You're the one who's called, and we're gonna do it. I'd like to turn to Judges 7:1-7. All right. Seven, 1-7 reads, then Jerubbaal, who was Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pinched beside the well of the Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vault themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. So here's Gideon. He's got his army with him. And God says, no, it's too many people. Why? Because of our pride. It'd be our pride. We'd say, look at what we did. We defeated all these guys. No, it's God that does it. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So again, he started with 32,000, and he said, how many of you guys are afraid? If you're afraid, go home. God doesn't need you. If we're afraid, that's what God's going to tell us. So he said, all right, now I got 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down upon the water, and I will try them for thee. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, these shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord had said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. All right, so Gideon started his army with 32,000 men. God reduced it down to 300. 22,000 of them were scared, which is common fear for all of us. We're afraid that if God chooses us, we're not going to be able to do what he wants us to do or what we should do. And what we're told is, give your fears to God. You know, I mean, God will take care of it. The balance of the men who did not, that God did not use, were the ones that lay down and lapped the water from the river. And the reason God sent them home was because they were taking their eyes off the situation. They were just bowing down, taking care of their personal needs and not paying attention to what was going on around them. And God said, I don't need people like that either. I need people who are going to focus and trust me and do what is needed. So again, so now, you know, after that, Gideon was ready for God to use him. So God created an impossible situation of human weakness to exalt his own strength. This is his specialty. If we look at Luke 18:27, it simply reads, what is impossible with men is possible with God. It's a good lesson for us. Accomplishing God's purposes is not determined by the size of our congregation or the number of people and programs that we have going on. And they're all important for sure. But we need to continue to work to improve them in order to see people saved. So, you know, it's not we need to do what we can. It's God can accomplish what he wants to accomplish. He's going to. The truth is that God is looking to glorify himself on earth through the people who are fully dependent upon him, who believe that he is able to use them to accomplish his plan. God certainly does not need us. He gives us opportunities, and we decide if we're willing to let him use us. In putting this together, I found a saying that is often attributed to D.L. Moody that I thought was really appropriate. And he said, "Give me 10 men who fear nothing but sin and love nothing but God, and I will change the world." And that's true for us. It happened in Israel with 300 men in one of the strangest battles in history. The 300 went out with trumpets, torches, and jars to meet the Midianites. God sent confusion into the ranks of the enemy, so they began attacking each other. And when it was over, 120,000 Midianites had killed one another, and 15,000 ran off. God had answered Israel's prayers, and he used a common man to do it. So I think it's a good lesson for us. Here's what I take from it. God uses tough times to get our attention. We're there. So is he getting our attention today? Hopefully. God sees more than we do. So don't let your fears stop you from stepping out to help during this time. Try to say to yourself, you know, what can I do? What are my strengths? How can I be used? And we all have them. So we just need to try to use them. And again, another thing that I thought was good is that God is patient with our faith progress. He meets us where we are, and he helps us take each step as we allow him to. So success is determined by God's power, not our power. So the question is, are we going to trust him and let him use us? And I certainly believe we will. I know that I trust that things are going to pick up. And we all know that this church has been around since 1757. And we believe that God is going to keep it here. So again, short message, but I thought it was important. And we got some progress that we have to make. And we'll take it a step at a time. So thank you. Hymn 244. Somebody going to put that up?